I was in seventh grade, and I can't remember the name of the teacher, but like we had to learn
Miss
about
Warner was mine.
The Holocaust, and I said, so I forget how we got to it, but I said something about like, man, it's like fucked up that they killed like a gajillion Jews or whatever, and I used like a fake number, and like, or like I said, like six gajillion or something, and I forget how I did it or what I
right.
what the specific setup was, but the teacher just started laughing and she had to like apologize.
I mean, that is a hilarious thing to just kind of be a fucking shithead teenager, but I was like, sorry, six gajillion Jews died, bro.
A way to disrespect the Holocaust, which is something that's very important.
Sure, man. You gotta have values in your life.
Yeah.
And that's one of mine, is disrespecting the Holocaust whenever possible.
How about a Batman villain that's just the Holocaust denier?
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The revisionist. 6 million is too many, Batman. I don't give a shit. I literally don't care.
Maybe 100,000, perhaps.
Fine.
Okay.
Just give me back Rachel.
Not until she changes her name to something a little less Semitic. Like Julie, perhaps? That's a nice name.
That's a good name.
Why don't we name her Julie?
Julie or Eth? No, Ethel.
I will continue to deny the Holocaust until all of the Gentile girls have Gentile names. I don't want any more Christian Sarahs walking around.
Oh, Sarah's a Jew name. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn. What language did they speak back then, dude?
Hebrew.
I guess that's true.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Was that in San Francisco?
Suck my dick. What's that?
Was that in San Francisco?
Yeah, downtown Detroit.
It was, for real?
I don't know.
Mr.
Rogers. Yeah, where is Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
Yeah,
maybe it's a beautiful day here in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's a beautiful day here in Vidor, Texas, home of the Ku Klux Klan. And as we leave our doors unlocked and walk down the streets in racial harmony, me and Mr. Trolley know that the white race will never be threatened again. That is, unless King Friday has anything to say about it. Folks, we're starting off at Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, but let's try to get to Mr. Rogers' America and then eventually Mr. Rogers' world. Some folks will say this is genocide, but children, we're just doing math. It's just subtraction.
If 12.5% of the population is black, well, it's the perfect number of people in America.
It's not even racist. I mean, Thomas Malthus will tell you himself, we just can't feed all of these people. What are we supposed to do? Kill every chicken in the world? They don't work that hard.
Oh, boy. Now I'm getting congested, too. I hope
what?
I'm not getting sick.
From what, dude? Too much barbecue?
I don't feel sick, but my nose is kind of jammed up here. Maybe I should clear my nose out with a little...
little something?
Yeah.
A little Drano? A little nose Drano?
A little weed, if you know what I mean.
Nick tapped his nose.
Yeah.
And snorted.
Yeah, I gotta do some weed later.
I gotta snort. I gotta chop up some
weed.
Yeah,
if you pardon me, I gotta go look at child pornography in the bathroom. Like, yeah, you know that's worse than cocaine, right? Oh, is it? Oh, I thought cocaine was one down from looking at child porn.
Damn.